Hello, you, and welcome back to Conversations with Jay podcast. In this episode titled On Going Back Until You Can't Go Back, I delve into the intricacies of navigating the past and ultimately finding the strength to move forward. Sit tight because we are about to dive deep. Some days seem to stretch longer than the usual 24 hours. And being a creative who works mostly virtually, such days are unpredictable, filled with mental, physical, and emotional challenges, from work tasks and creative pursuits to deciding on plans or simply opting for a break. Amidst the chaos and the perpetual cycle of job applications that often go unanswered, the sleep that patiently awaits me at the end of such demanding days transforms into a sanctuary where the world's turmoil fades into serene oblivion. Just like the silent night that bore witness to my first episode, this sanctuary of sleep becomes a haven where the darkness of a 3 a.m. phone call beckons me to confront the lingering shadows of past relationships. Hours deep into my peaceful slumber in the world of dreams, I am abruptly interrupted by the jarring iPhone ringtone, a cacophony of noise cutting through the silence and forcibly bringing me back to consciousness. In reflex, my hand reaches for the phone to silence it, cautious not to startle the sleeping parents on the other side of my wall. I force my eyelids to part a few inches and the harsh light floods in, gradually awakening me as I check the caller ID. Oh, come on. What does he want this time around? I glance at the time, 3:17 a.m. Ah, it makes sense. This was his drunken hour, the time he let his ego down, venting to me, expressing the longing to see and hold me because he misses me. At this hour, vulnerability drowns his bloodstream. I hover on the edge of that familiar decision to answer or not to answer. The darkness in my bedroom conceals a battle, the urge to pick up and relieve the script, and the quieter but more powerful whisper urging me to resist. What if, for once, I choose not to be entangled in the web of the past? It's a moment reflecting a deeper inner struggle. The screen awaits my decision, a crossroads where change and stagnancy collide, and the outcome rests in the weight of that sliding finger across the screen.
Hey, Jay.
His voice, a mix of intoxication and longing, filters through the phone. What's up? Is everything okay?
Yeah, all is good. Just wanted to check up on you.
At this hour, it's 3 in the morning.
I missed you. I just wanted to talk to you and catch up.
As I listened to this familiar script with an air of detachment, my attention slipped away from his voice, engrossed in the ever tricky Candy Crush game I had opened. Not to come off as rude, but this conversation was a broken record from the initial hello to the eventual goodbye. Thus, I turned to something else to try and stay awake. Besides, he was fine, not in a life or death situation where I served as his last resort for help. He was merely being a drunk ex once again. 7 minutes into the call, I was losing to the game as fast as I was giving in to the sleep creeping up on me. It was time to wrap this up. Yeah, for real, I said, injecting a neutral comment into a conversation that I wasn't entirely invested in. Before he could say more, I cut him off with a decisive, "Look, I have to go back to sleep." It was 3 in the morning, and I had no seconds to spare, no time to flirt with temptation at the devil's hour. My words took him by surprise, the realization that I was prioritizing myself over him, evident in the disappointment lingering in the croak of his voice.
Good night, Jay. I'm sorry I called this late. I just f***ing miss you.
In retrospect, it's crucial to acknowledge my journey of personal growth and emotional independence. It wasn't always this way, no. On the contrary, there was a period when my worth hung on the frayed ties of someone else's affection. Back then, when I did not love nor respect myself enough, While I treated everyone else like royalty, my boundaries were disrespected and I found myself enslaved by mere fragments of affection from others. This one, in particular, had a stronger grip than the ones before him. His late-night whispers felt like sweet melodies tugging at the strings of my heart.
I miss you. I want to hold you and kiss you.
These words would stir even the most dormant of nerves in my body. My face couldn't help but break into a smile. If my skin were a little lighter, my cheeks would turn to a cherry pink. My heart, once vibrant, but now grown weary, fatigued by the weight of futile romantic experiences, would somehow still quicken up by 5 beats at the mere thought of him. And my brain remained captive to his fallacies. Back then, I eagerly looked forward to these moments like a neglected pet waiting for scraps. The late night drunk calls, the flirty texts when I posted a picture in Instagram, the stolen glasses and hushed smiles in a crowd, and those back and forth talks about how we could have worked out, how much we missed each other. I'd see through monologues about the splendor of my body drowning in the "I wish I could" lies. I craved those moments because even a tiny bit of his attention felt as precious as gold in my eyes. And while my heart throbbed for him, his throb deferred. At what point did I succumb to starvation and deprivation? When did I willingly surrender my heart to those unfamiliar with a sense of love? These unanswered questions haunted my mind. Why, how, and when? I struggled relentlessly to break free from his grasp, not for just a day, a week, or even a month, but for a duration far beyond my initial expectations. Countless times, I lingered on the edge of liberation, only to find myself falling back into the arms of deceit. The love I had fallen into felt like an abyss, an endless pit with no escape. Yet, one day, after enduring countless fruitless struggles, as if awakening from a persistent dream, the screen that shrouded my sanity tore away. The potential I once saw in him faded, replaced by a stark reality veiled behind my own eyes and mind. The process was surprisingly easy, as painless as erasing a permanent tattoo from my skin. His name, once engraved on my heart like the Ten Commandments, became a relic of a past I was determined to leave behind. I worshipped and adored him, and I am ashamed of the small window I had left ajar for him to creep up from around the corner. But I could only go back until I couldn't. And there you have it, folks. We've reached the end of my intense journey into the past. Take a moment to exhale that heavy sigh of relief. You made it. Until next time, keep moving forward and always show yourself grace. Ciao!